Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, draft fans? DW back for another edition of Inside the War Room. We are here at 11:30, half an hour later than usual. Our special guest had an award ceremony tonight. I'll talk about him in just a moment. Thank you for joining me tonight on another edition, our 19th edition of Inside the War Room. It's Combine Week. A lot of good stuff going on towards the NFL draft. Tomorrow we start the drills with the big offensive linemen and tight ends. They're really going to bring some athleticism tomorrow. So be in tune with that. We'll also have big special guest tomorrow, Terrence Plummer. He will join us, a linebacker who's on the rise on many draft boards, and he will be drafted this spring. So now I would like to bring the facts with Rashid Bailey of Delaware Valley College. We've had his good buddy and teammate, friend Aaron Wilmer, who had a great show with me a few weeks ago. We had a really good time. He spoke really high to Rashid, and tonight he received a big award. His accolades are very long-listed. He's 2014 Eastern College Athletic Conference Player of the Year. He just got that tonight, D3, just a really outstanding player. He's Middle Atlantic Conference Offensive Player of the Year, first-team All-Conference. He was a D3 All-American, and he was an AP first-team Little League All-American squad. He's quite a decorated player, a big frame at 6'2", 220. And this last season, he had 1,700 yards and 19 touchdowns in 11 games. Just some incredible numbers. Aaron Wilmer spoke very highly of him. We will have him on here very shortly. He's coming back from his award ceremony, and we will be he will be joining us very shortly. Just a little bit that shows up on film with Rashid. He's very tough over the middle. He has great hands, great extension. I will be doing our shadow comparison like we usually do. And also, we will be doing the three-wish segment as usual to ask them about what they wish for in life other than making an NFL team. But, you know, all these guys bring a lot to the table. And Rashid Bailey is no different. He has a lot of good tools going for teams. He's had about five NFL squads talk to him. So there's a lot of good upside with this young man. Rashid Bailey is quite a talented young man, and I really look forward to seeing him thrive in the NFL. So without further ado, I would love to bring our special guest on for tonight. Rashid, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
I'm doing wonderful. First of all, I want to say congratulations on your award tonight. I just told our listeners about the award you received. Congratulations on an outstanding year and the award you received tonight.
Thank you so much, man. It's been a pleasure. It was a great experience. I mean, you know, it was definitely great.
And it's quite a humbling experience when you get an award, and you're quite a decorated player in D3. I just read off all the accolades you've had in the last few years, and you had a very productive year in your last year at Delaware Valley. You and Aaron Wilmer were a 1-2 connection. We'll talk a little bit about him in just a little while. So let's jump straight in the show. We've got about 20 minutes to talk about some things I want to talk about for our listeners. And first thing is, I wanted to ask you about your high school to college transition. How was the transition point? What kind of schools were looking at you going forward? And how did your high school coach develop you for the college level grind?
Oh, well, you know, coming out of high school, you know, I was a You know, I was a tight end, you know, playing at Roxburgh High School, and we ran like a wing T type of offense, and you know, basically that was the type of receiver that we had in our offense. And you know, I had my hand on the ground a lot. The transition, you know, from high school to college, it was really, you know, a different type of experience. You know, I had a lot to learn, you know, at the receiver position. You know, coming from high school, you know, I learned a few things, you know, playing, but at the same time, most of my learning came from when I stepped my foot, you know, on a college campus. And, you know, coming out of high school, I didn't really have, you know, big offers from anywhere. You know, I didn't have any Division I, you know, looks or anything. And, you know, I wasn't highly recruited, but, you know, a lot of teams from Division III, teams in this conference that I played in, they tried, you know, to speak with me. Teams from Division II, I spoke with some of those guys and went on some visits. But, you know, the one school that really stuck to my heart was, you know, was Delaware Valley.
I think it's really important to have a great recruiting process and, you know, coaches that make you feel welcome. Tell me about your relationship with the head coach, Duke Greco. I asked Aaron about him. He had very high praise. I know Coach is quite a motivator. He always knows what to say. He brings out the best in his players. Tell me about your relationship with the head coach.
Oh, man. Me and Greco are like, he's like a, you know, like a second dad to me. I mean, the type of guy that he is, you know, he makes a player and he brings out the best in him. And, you know, the type of person I am, you know, I'm the type of person where, you know, I'm a learner. I want to learn first and then, you know, react. And the type of person that he was the motivator, the teacher, you know, I'm on you. Even if it was in a bad way, he would, you know, to bring the best out of you. And, you know, having that relationship with my coach, you know, it really translated on the field because, you know, I spent most of my time down here at the field building my relationship with the coaches and, you know, trying to be the best player I could be. And he's definitely a guy that really, you know, brings that out of players, and not just me, but other guys as well.
Aaron speaks very high praise of you. He's a guy that we talked about the 1-2 connection. I said, obviously, you two had a chemistry in the last few years. Obviously, the numbers show. He said you were more of the motivator in the locker room. What's the kind of chemistry you and Aaron have? Obviously, it shows up on the field. But behind closed doors, what kind of chemistry do you and Aaron possess?
Oh, man, it's a great relationship that me and him have. And, you know, it really shows, you know, on the field. And off the field, you know, me and him, we put so much time into this game and so much dedication that, you know, it had no choice but on the field. And, you know, with my leadership qualities and his leadership qualities combined, it was more like a dynamic, you know, like a duo. And, you know, his drive and my drive matched. I mean, it was really no stopping us. And once we matured and got to a level that, you know, we could play at the highest level, I mean, it was really, like, you know, no stopping us because we both wanted to be great. And, you know, that guy, he's a tremendous guy. I mean, he works hard. His passion for the game is big. And that's what I always wanted from a quarterback, you know, to have that drive and that motivation that he had to be the best. And me and him matched it. So, you know, to have that, you know, that duo, it was definitely great.
I think it's great that you both have the drive and determination. I definitely got that from him when I was interviewing him a few weeks ago. Me and him had a great time, and so far it's been a really great show. What makes you unique from all the different prospects in the draft process? There's so many different guys, and we'll lead into the shadow comparison segment I like to bring up, who I compare your game to around, but what separates you from all the other wide receivers coming out this year?
You know, man, that's a big question that, you know, that I always, you know, give myself. What separates me from all those other guys? Chip on my shoulder. The always wanting to be great and wanting to perfect my craft and being consistent. Those are the things that make you a great receiver. Craft and consistency. And without those tools, you know, you can't be a great receiver. And that's the one thing that really separates my game from everybody else's. And it's that passion to be consistent and to be, you know, to have that drive to be great.
that's what separates me.
That's just great motivation. You know, a general manager or a scout is going to love to hear those kind of things. Someone with your drive, determination, someone that is going to give 100%. It definitely shows on film. It shows on production. The chemistry you have with your teammates, Aaron says that you're the guy that's going to motivate everyone. And everyone look to you for the game pump up. I mean, it's something that is a blessing to have. So I'm going to move into our shadow comparison segment. Is there someone in the NFL you like to watch or mold your game around, or you compare yourself to someone that, you know, you try to get a better feel for your game to apply to your game?
Well, with me, I mean, you know, I always say it, I always like to base my game off a variety type of players. I can't just base my game off of just one receiver, because that really limits you to what you really can be. And, you know, I try to, you know, take my physicality from different receivers, you know, my quickness and my that smartness of the game from different types of receivers. So I really can't base my game off of one typical receiver. I'm more of a, you know, I'm an every type of receiver type of guy, because, you know, no GM or, you know, offensive coordinator wants to, you know, a one-dimensional receiver. You know, you want to be versatile. So, you know, I try to incorporate that into my game and, you know, try to, you know, take a piece from everybody.
I think that's important that you brought up a few points, that you want to look at everyone's type game. And so often I think guys get caught up with one comparison. But let's be honest, fans love to hear, you know, the one person that you compare your game to. And, you know, I'm going to do this. I usually do the shadow comparison segment to give the fans a better idea of what kind of athlete you are. And, you know, I'm not a professional scout, obviously. But, you know, I understand the game. I spent about an hour today on your film watching it, and about 30 minutes the other day watching it, just getting a feel for your game. A guy that you remind me a ton of in the NFL was undrafted. He went to Manmont College, very productive. He played for the Dallas Cowboys. Filling in the hints for you, Miles Austin is who you remind me of going forward to the NFL. Miles Austin was very athletic, great hands. He had an incredible vertical at the 2006 Combine with a 40-inch vertical. And he wasn't a burner, but he could get open. What I noticed on you on film, you're very tough over the middle. You have great hands. You run pretty clean routes. And as I said about Austin, you're not a burner. You're not going to blaze down the field, but you know how to get open because you understand the route running tree, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So
that's who I definitely do get it.
Miles Austin, to compare your game around, very productive. Now, I know he's fallen off quite a bit just because of injuries. That's not knocking on your talent or his talent.
Uh-huh.
I'm just
–
but that's who I see your game a lot around is Miles Austin. So, you know, I know you brought up something to the table that no one's brought to the show before, saying that you watch everyone's type of game to try to get a different feel for everyone. You know, I think you could learn a lot from Dez Bryant with jump ball ability.
Yes, sir.
You could learn a ton from route running from somebody like, you know, Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham. So, you know, I think it's a great point you brought up.
Thank you.
So, going forward, I know that you've been training really hard, trying to get someone to notice your game even more so. I'm sure you've had four or five scouts to come out to see you and Aaron. What have you been doing to train to get ready for the next level? Have you been working more on speed? Have you been working on your all-around game? What have you particularly been doing to prepare yourself? Are there, you know, is there opportunities at a regional combine or a pro day? What are you doing to get ready for this next grind?
Well, recently, about 6 weeks ago, I signed with my agent, you know, Joe Linton, signed with him, you know, and I got on board with training at Test Sports up in North Jersey in Martinsville. And, you know, that was a tremendous experience. And, you know, me being there, you know, I've been there for the last 6 weeks, you know, it taught me how to be a professional, you know, how to train, how to really bring technique into your game. And, you know, really, you know, it was a type of NFL combine training. I trained with a bunch of guys. And, you know, some of the guys are in the NFL combine now as we speak. And, you know, it was a great getting a feel of being around, you know, some big names and, you know, big school guys. And, you know, knowing that I can compete with those guys as well. And, training is really, it's an art. And, you know, you put the time in, and you train like a professional. And you're not in college no more. I'm not in college anymore. So now you know that transition to trying to become a professional, training, you know, twice a day, three times a day, eating the right things, you know, all those things play a part of, you know, your transition to become a professional. And all those things are what they told us, you know, they're a test.
I think something you touched on that I think a lot of people should bring with the mentality is that this isn't college ball anymore. You're not in the little leagues anymore. You're going to the best of the best. You're playing with the best football athletes in the world. I mean, we don't have much connection overseas with guys. You know, yes, there are some leagues, but honestly, let's face it, NFL and CFL are the top, you know, talent base for football in the country or in the world. And I think with the mentality you've brought to say, this isn't just about college football anymore. I'm looking to try to further myself and improve my life and my family's life, that you have a great mentality for the game. So I'm giving you high praise that I think you're very wise. And are you 22 or 21?
I'm 21.
21. And, you know, that even looks better for NFL scouts that you're still young and you still have a high ceiling. But, you know, having the mentality you do is going to take you a long way. Tell me about your experience tonight. I know that you I've been watching your Twitter feed all day, and I know you got an award tonight. You were named the 2014 Eastern College Athletic Conference Player of the Year, or South Football Offensive Player of the Year, I should say, the ECAC. Tell me about your night over there.
Oh, man, you know, sitting there, you know, being in the MetLife Stadium, it was a great, awesome feeling. And, you know, sitting there and waiting, you know, anticipating my award, you know, just waiting, you know, waiting for my turn, you know, to receive my award, you know, the anticipation of it was so great. And I really got a chance to really sit there and really embrace the moment and really appreciate everything that I've done to get to this point. And to receive an award like that, you know, Offensive Player of the Year, it really shows my dedication and hard work. And, you know, I had my family with me and my coaches with me. And it was a great feeling to, you know, stand up there on that stage and receive, you know, such a high honor like that.
Well, you know, the talent definitely shows. This year you had an outstanding year building on last year. I mean, 19 touchdowns shows that you're, you know, a playmaker. Almost 1,800 yards shows that, you know, you're around the ball all the time. I believe you had close to 90 receptions. I can't remember the exact number. But, you know, just you played your butt off. And it definitely shows when you look on film. It shows, you know, your mentality toward the game and trying to make yourself better, your relationship with your teammates. And all I can say is, you know, well-deserved. Congratulations. And, you know, I'm hoping it will be something to build on going forward. I really want you to get an opportunity with the team. We're at the 11-minute mark in the show. If you want to check out this interview in its entirety, if you happen to miss it, check out NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. If you want to follow Mr. Bailey on Twitter, follow his NFL, follow his journey to the NFL at Showtime Sheed. He's putting up stuff all the time, getting ready for the grind like so many other men chasing their dream. Next segment of my show, I like to call the Three Wish segment. Pretty much it's, I'm a genie. You found me in a bottle. You've summoned me out of my bottle. And I'm giving you three wishes for anything you want. The only thing you can't wish for is to be instantly wished to an NFL, CFL, AFL roster. Anything else is fair game. But you can't instantly be on an NFL squad.
My first thing, you know, the one thing I would really wish for is to wish for success. That's my first wish. You know, my second wish is to really, you know, what I kind of say. Second wish. It's hard, man.
Take your time.
My second wish. My second wish is to really become, you know, a person that everybody will look up to and be motivated by, and really want to follow the lead to also, you know, to be great as well as, you know, the things that I'm trying to do. So basically just to just to become a leader, you know, not only in my community, but, you know, all over the world.
I think those are really great wishes, you know. None of them, it's pretty much to make people better. It's something that is really humbling about you and other individuals that they want to make people better. You know, you're a guy that's going to bring so much to an NFL squad. You know, a guy that's passionate about the game, wants to learn and get better. A guy that wants to make his teammates better at all costs. And I think that really is going to stand out. So, but the last segment of the show, before I let you give a shout-out and, you know, whatever else you want to say, is I'm going to let you sell yourself to a general manager. I'm sure you've done this before with someone. But who's your favorite team and why? If you have a favorite team, there's a reason I just said, you know, you're going to sell yourself to your favorite team.
Yeah. My favorite team growing up, you know, has always been the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, growing up, I watched them, you know, my whole life, you know, dreaming and wishing, you know, that I can, you know, to be a part of something like that. And just to be in the NFL, especially as a kid, you watch TV all the time, you see all those superstars and watching Brian Westbrook and Brian Dawkins and watching, you know, of course, McNabb and DeSean Jackson, all those guys. You know, it was definitely a great experience growing up watching those guys play. If I could sell myself to a GM, my biggest thing would be to them is I don't think you will find a guy that will match his game film and a personality one-on-one, the same thing and combined, and be as hungry and as humble as I am and want more for myself than another person would. I would say, you know, come challenges in my life, and I've seen people overcome challenges in their life and, you know, face different obstacles, and I would really say that, you know, no guy will ever match my passion and my belief. I really don't think, you know, no other guy can have that same drive and motivation to really want to be great. And, you know, I mean, that's just the biggest thing right there, because your drive and your dedication and, you know, your humbleness, it really plays in a part of what type of player you are and what type of player that you can be and inspire to be.
The crowd goes wild. Wonderful answer. And I think any GM would be lucky to really have you on their team. And something I commonly tell the guys I mentor, which I don't know if I've told you before, but what do I oftenly say to guys? Stay humble and keep grinding.
Uh-huh.
I say that constantly to guys that I mentor, guys that I help out. And, you know, some guys get discouraged and they're like, you know, I didn't run the 40 I wanted. And I'm just like, don't worry about the 40. Just stay humble and keep grinding. You know, good things will come your way. Your work ethic's going to shine. You know, your tape shows that you're a good enough player. And, you know, so what if you had a bad day in the weight room? Go back and prove the weight's wrong tomorrow. I mean, something that you possess, it's very important that you have the stay humble and keep grinding mentality. It's something I say every day to guys. So, sports fans, draft fans, Rashid Bailey, Delaware Valley, award winner, just got a big award tonight, looking sharp in the suit. Check him out on Twitter, at Showtime Sheed. He just put up, I think, a picture of your award with your award, didn't you, a few minutes ago?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, check it out. Give him some love. Follow his NFL journey going forward. If you missed this interview in its entirety at all, if you're just tuning in now, we're about to close it off, but don't worry, it's going to be up at NFLDraftWarroom.com/interviews. You can listen to it as many times as you want, and Mr. Bailey's interview will be there in entirety. He will be sharing it with his friends, I'm sure. Aaron Wilmer spoke great high praise of this guy. I will also give him a big thumbs up. I really hope you get an opportunity, Rashid. You're a great vocal leader. I've already heard that from your teammate. You're productive on film. You're a humble young man with a great mindset, a great work ethic. You proved yourself at the college level. I think you have what it takes to really make an impact on a squad, and a general manager would be very lucky to have a person of your quality on their roster.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Can I say one more thing?
Oh, go ahead. I was about to say, give out a shout-out or anything you want to close with. The floor is yours right now.
Okay. I just want to shout-out, you know, my school, Delaware Valley College, my family, you know, all my friends. But the one thing that I really want to say, you know, as it is on air, to all you young men, you know, young females that's out there, when you feel like you can't do something, when you feel like you're in a corner, you back down, remember those times when you wanted to give up, but you watched your mom and your dad strive for greatness. You watched them go to work every day, and break their backs for you. Remember those times. Work hard, keep working hard, and no dream is ever too big. That's my biggest thing to you guys. No dream is ever too big. Sky's the limit.
It's an amazing words, and you're such an humble young man. 21, you know, I would think you would be in your 30s or 40s, very wise, and I just wish nothing but the best for you going forward. I know you're really going to impress someone, even if you don't get an opportunity with the league, which, you know, someone would be foolish to pass on you, I think. I really think you've got a great mindset for everything in life, and you said it already, no dream is too small. I've got a big dream myself. I'm trying to be a general manager one day. So, you know, I'm trying to hit it big as well. And, you know, I would definitely pick you up instantly if I was a general manager right now. So, sports fans, draft fans, once again, Rashid Bailey, Delaware Valley College, 19th episode. Thanks for coming on tonight. This is probably one of my favorite episodes I've done. Even though I've had a lot of great guys, this has probably been one of the most humbling and rewarding interviews I've had yet.
Thanks.
Rashid, take care and have a great night. Stay in contact. If you need anything at all from me, just reach out to me on Twitter. If you want my phone number, I'll give it to you on there. Aaron has it as well. So, you know, thank you much for coming on tonight. Congratulations on your award again. And
thank you so much.
Wish you the best on everything.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Draft fans, Rashid Bailey of Delaware Valley College, just a great young man. This is probably one of the best interviews I've ever done. He knew exactly what to say. He was a motivational guy. He's pushing you to be your very best. Whoever's listening, if you're a young player, you know, going forward to try to reach your NFL dream, you know, Rashid Bailey is one you should talk to. Reach out to him on Twitter. I'm sure he would love to talk to you. He's an award winner, a proven leader in the locker room. He brings out the best in his teammates. He even, you know, gave me motivation to do better. And, you know, I've been doing so many interviews. So with that being said, thank you, Rashid. It was quite a pleasure to have you on, and I really wish you the best going forward. Tomorrow I will have Terrence Plummer on, linebacker, and he's a big guest, and you don't want to miss that. That's going to be around 3 o'clock tomorrow. So with that being said, I'm your host, DW. Thank you, Rashid, once again for coming on tonight. If you missed this interview at all in its entirety, NFLDraftRoomroom.com/interviews. Check out this interview and 19 other episodes that I have done, 30 minutes apiece. Thank you, everyone, for joining me tonight for another edition of Inside the War Room. Take care, everyone, and I will see you tomorrow.